Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, July 20th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. More than 900,000 people visited Yellowstone National Park in June, according to the National Park Service. That's 3% fewer than June of last year. Thus far this year, Yellowstone has seen more total visitors than in 2021. That was the busiest year on record. If the park sees high visitation during July and August, it could move closer to that record. Grand Teton National Park also saw a monthly decrease. The nearly 800,000 visitors in June was down from last year by about 6%. Grand Teton has seen fewer visitors overall this year compared to 2021. The major reservoirs that hold water on the Colorado River just set a shocking new record. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, the combined amount in Lake Powell and Meade is now the lowest it's been since 1957.
The last time there was this little water stored along the Colorado River, Lake Powell hadn't even been built yet. Jack Schmidt directs the Center for Colorado River Studies at Utah State University.
It's a real reminder of what a remarkably small amount of water we have left in the system. We've never been in this position. We are truly in uncharted territory.
Schmidt said Western policymakers aren't doing enough to turn things around. He compared current negotiations over sharing the Colorado River to a bus careening toward a cliff, with policymakers arguing about who should steer rather than hitting the brakes. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
After Cheyenne's Public Water Utility Board identified a contractor working on Meta's upcoming data center as contaminating the city's wastewater treatment system, the company is appealing. Wyoming News Now's Akili Bonner reports.
Identified by the Cheyenne Board of Public Utilities as being the industrial user responsible for introducing the Cooperivitis gillardii bacterium through fill and flush operations at the data center site, Ghost Systems LLC has since had their industrial discharge privileges revoked. However, Meta is now appealing the notice of violation given by BOPU, where Meta says, in part, information such as sampling data and analytical reports that showed the construction site was the source has not been released to them or the public. Meta also claims the violation identifies the wrong industrial user, as the appeal states the project's general contractor, Fortis Construction Incorporated, held the temporary authorization to discharge, adding that third-party testing done at the same time as BOPU's did not detect the bacterium. Meta is wanting BOPU to offer many reliefs, such as vacating the notice and significant noncompliance against GOAT Systems, and to accept its payment of $10,000 under protest and without admission of liability. I'm Akili Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
The Casper Police Department is seeking funding to improve mental health programs for its officers and staff. Patrol Officer Zach Gonzalez tells Wyoming News Now police officers can experience more than 100 critical incidents during their careers, many times what the average person sees.
Very rarely do we ever meet people on their best day. We typically meet them in their worst hour. And we see things that the general public normally doesn't see or shouldn't see. So in order for us to be able to operate on all levels, seeking help is absolutely vitally important for us to sustain that meaningful career.
If it is awarded, the $250,000 grant would help bring in additional services like confidential counseling and family learning sessions. The grant is funded through the Federal Law Enforcement Mental Health and Wellness Act program that started in 2018. Governor Mark Gordon is seeking public comment on an updated sage-grouse core area protection plan. The changes would give greater control of the species to the state of Wyoming, with the goal of keeping the bird off the threatened or endangered species lists. The deadline to comment on the updates is July 31st. And here's Ivy Engel with a look at what happened this week in Wyoming history.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on July 19, 1867, Fort Fetterman was established near present-day Douglas. It was on the North Platte River, where the Bozeman Trail broke north from the Oregon Trail. On July 21, 1867, Fort D.A. Russell was established outside of Cheyenne on Crow Creek. It's still an active military post today, known as F.E. Warren Air Force Base. On July 22, 1881, Hartville was founded. On July 24, 1915, a Cheyenne man drove a car from Denver to Cheyenne and beat a train by 2 minutes. On July 25, 1868, the Wyoming Territory was created by the Organic Act of Wyoming. It was carved out of portions of the Dakota, Idaho, and Utah territories. The Gillette News Record reported on July 24, 1988, that David Stewart was going to live out his dream and sing on the Grand Ole Opry after walking all the way to Nashville from Gillette. Performers were normally veteran artists or top performers, but after hearing about Stewart's mission, the Opry called him up and offered him the chance to join the show. The 37-year-old was to sing In the Wings of the Grand Ole Opry. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What president named Devil's Tower as the country's first national monument? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for Friday's trivia question, before Wyoming became a state, what other country's flags flew over what is now the Equality State? There were five countries that laid claim over what became the Wyoming Territory: France, Great Britain, Mexico, Spain, and the Republic of Texas, before it ultimately became a territory of the United States and eventually became the 44th state of the Union. Congratulations to Jane Anders, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.